Recently, Supreme Master Qinghai graciously allowed our association members together for an international seminar. The timing of this gathering coincided with the beginning of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. It was on this special occasion that Supreme Master Qinghai shared some of the brilliant poetry and stories of the enlightened sages Rumi and Kabir. The following is a story about Kabir, who was a simple weaver by profession as well as a great poet, told by Supreme Master Qinghai on September 1st, 2008.
I tell you a little story. You remember Kabir?
Yes.
He has a house, maybe a little house, but he did have a house. One day, a very, very learned pundit come to the house of Kabir. Maybe a scholar, a great scholar. Yeah, a lot of knowledge, a lot of books. Came to visit the house of the great saint. He brought a bullock cart full of books. Yeah, he's learned. He wants to show it. Everywhere he goes, he takes books with him to show that he has a lot. Now you must remember, he has a reason to be proud. This is a story to tell people that we should not be too proud of our book knowledge. But you have to remember, in those days, if you possess a book, it is something already. Yes. Not like nowadays, so easy to print 1,000 books in a night or something. In the old time, they print books by tablet. Stone, carve one word after another. And Hindi language is even more complicated. Very difficult to carve it on a stone tablet.
Yes.
And if somebody careless and drop it, that's it, the whole book's gone. Very difficult, and then they have to do it again, take a long time. But it's already very good. At those times, they already can print books. Yeah, nowadays, we put it in a machine, or internet, we download it, and it come out perfect color already, wonderful. It's truly a miracle in our time, too. The technique we have now is not too bad already, but not as good as I want, but it's better than before. Now this guy, he have a bullock cart, you know, in those days, that is a Mercedes-Benz. A cart with a bullock carrying it. And so, of course, he has a reason to be proud, that he has a whole cart full of books as well. Not only he has a Mercedes-Benz of those times, or maybe Lexus, and he has a full cart of books in it as well. So, of course, he feel very prestigious. Now, he went to the house of Saint Kabir, and you can imagine what attitude he had. So, he wished to come there, not to visit or pay respect in his heart. Actually, what does he come there for?
To show off.
Show off. And what else?
Challenge him.
Yeah, that's right. He came to argue with the saints, since he had so many books. And the Saint Kabir, you know, he was very poor. Couple of weavers. I don't think his house has more than 3 books, if he has any at all. What has he need to a book? Everything he knows from inside already. If he has a book or two, maybe because it's just for reference, or sometimes people give it to him, and maybe just for passing times with somebody who come with him, you know, what does he need a book for? Normally he don't care. So this guy want to prove that he not only knowledgeable and learned and rich and travel-wise, but he also want to prove that Kabir is dead wrong. And he wanted to go there to make sure Kabir admitted that he is wrong. that he doesn't know. He can prove all with the books, and Kabir will be helpless because he has no books. Oh, very little book compared to his full load Mercedes-Benz car of books. Now, when he arrived in Kabir's house, Kabir was not home. So Kabir's daughter, Kamali, went out and very politely, humbly greeted the learned scholar. And he was very disappointed not to find the father at home and just the daughter. He thinks the daughter doesn't know much. There's no need, cannot argue with the young daughter. He kind of looked down on her anyway. What does she know? Just a little kid. So he was very disappointed, feeling that there's no opposition to his challenge. He feels like he's punching at the air. Feel like kind of disappointed. So he said, okay, he don't know what to say anymore. He came with full force of attacking. And he go there and just nothing to punch, because the little daughter was there. He doesn't know what to say, so he asked her, is this the house of Kabir? He knew already, just a talk, you know, just like sometimes you see each other, you don't know what to say, you say, oh, this is the house of the master, yeah? You come here, yeah? He say, do you know this is master's house? And was the cabbage good? So the daughter smelled his arrogance and ego, even as young daughter. So she gave him a very unexpected answer to him. He wouldn't expect this kind of answer from just a daughter. She's not a master, just a daughter. So anyway, at that time Kabir is very famous already. Everybody revere him, many people, and probably has disciples far and wide. So this guy, of course, that's why he heard about his name. So he brought all the books here to want to defeat Kabir, want to prove him wrong so that all the disciples will leave Kabir, because he wants to rescue the disciples from the guy named Kabir. I am sure he thinks Kabir knows nothing. He's just a weaver or a cobbler, whatever he might be, just a very common person, earn a living very poorly, and just enough to live. So sometimes not even enough. Remember, he once wanted to sell his wife just for some chapatis flour? No, he knew what he was doing. It's just that he has a lot of guests in his house, and he wanted to feed them, and he didn't have money. And then the grocery man wanted his wife, just flirting with her, say, okay, if you come spend with me one night, then you have whatever flour you want. So she was very angry. She came home and told her husband. And her husband said, never mind, come with me. And then he carried her, and then here my wife, give me the flour. So Kabir was very poor. So the pandit means learned scholar. Normally they call this kind of like professor now. He thought Kabir is nothing anyway, just a fake maybe, just talk, and people become deluded and believing in him and revered him for nothing. He, the scholar, full of books, must be a better book. How come people don't come and revere him as such and just all come to Kabir? Such a poor house, has no chapati flour in the house, and go there and revered him, come far and wide, and even some monks also come to his house. That's what he thought. That's why he came, to try to damage the reputation of Kabir. He would expect when he came to the house of Kabir, as he's so famous, there must be a lot of people there waiting with Kabir, and then when he go there in front of everybody like this, he would pound upon Kabir, and everybody would know far and wide that Kabir is a fake. He's stupid and don't know anything anyway, and everybody would leave him eventually. That's what he planned. But he came in the house empty, Kabir is not there. Sometimes people invite him to go lecture, huh? He's not home, so his little daughter and so now, because he asked, oh, is this the house of Kabir? Of course the daughter know already that this guy is he's coming here not with good intention, and she can smell it. Even kids, they know. They know who is spiritually elevated and who is not. So the daughter said to him, "No, learned professor, means knowledgeable pandit, knowledgeable scholar. No, no, no. This is not the house of Kabir. For his house is not known even by the gods Brahma, Vishnu or Shiva. You regard Kabir as being his body." She continued to lecture the guy. "But you are wrong. He is not that body. It would seem you have not understood Kabir at all."
Wow.
She continued. While the pandit was all wide eyes and shocked and surprised and feeling a little bit kind of intimidated, because he's talking about something he probably doesn't understand a thing yet. So she continued, patient, she said, "The real form of the saints is not the body they inhabit in this world, but in the name or essence of the beloved God, from which they emanate. During their lifetime, they preach the name," mean the true name of God, the essence of God. Né? The name means God, it don't mean just the name. "And ultimately go back and merge into that very power." Wow. Daughter. "Neither is this body theirs, nor is this world their real home." So she means the saints is not their body. They just inhabit it, just like I'm staying in this little hut there. This is not me. And then she say that the real house of Kabir, of the saints, is heaven. They just inhabit in the body so that they can preach and spread the power of the name of God for everyone. And then they will go back to their real home. Okay, this world is not their home. The body is not their body. Yeah, that's what she said. So, even with all his intellectual vanity and spiritual blindness, this guy, he suddenly caught the glimpse of the truth of the little daughter was. So he thanked her and quietly escaped, taking with him the bullock cart full of books. Later, when Kabir came back to the house and he heard the story from his daughter, he exclaimed, "Yes, Kabir's home is on a peak. The path to it is slippery and difficult. The pundit wants to drive there with a bullock cart full of books, where even an ant finds no foothold." I mean, the road to heaven is so difficult. And even an ant cannot climb. It's very slippery and it's very high on the peak of the mountain. Even ant cannot crawl. How would he try to bring the whole bullock car of books to try to climb the mountain, so slippery and difficult like that? It's just a kind of a parable. It means the road to heaven, you cannot take books with you. You cannot go buy books. It's difficult to understand unless you are enlightened. We understood this, right?
Yes.
Yeah. At least that guy, he quit, no? Yeah. He just saw the daughter talking like that, oh, forget about the father. If a daughter can talk like that and he stay there longer, he would just be humiliated. So he escaped quick with a bullock cart. I don't know how quick it was. He would have been better with the Mercedes-Benz, but at that time, I think he didn't have. He would have liked to run as quick as possible. This is a trouble with many people, you know? They think they learn a lot of stuff, and then they know everything. We know better, right? We know better. But the knowledge, the true knowledge is not we just read a little bit, but what is not the book that can teach us the truth.
We thank you for joining us for today's Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May Heaven's grace shower you with love, peace, and blessings.